Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. Let me know when you have joined me. I'd love to hear your names and where you're from. It's always so much fun. As I said, this is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, the registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. And today we are going to be talking about being in an energetic overload. But before I get to that, a couple of details here and there. I am live on Lilydale Assembly's page, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated. I'm also live on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And as we go through the show, I will, as we go through the show, I will respond to your comments as I see them. And if I happen to miss any comments, I will respond later. So I do try to go through all the comments. And I know I owe somebody a response from last week. I was thinking on something and I forgot to get back to you. So I will get back to you. So today, like I said, I'm Colleen Vanderzijden. Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people from all over come to Lilydale to experience the peace, to take workshops in the summer, to study with mediums, or have a reading. It's a very beautiful place. If you go to lilydaleassembly.org, you can get some more information about Lilydale. I recommend also making sure you follow their page, because that's where you're going to see the most up-to-date event listings and all of those things. So, hello, Julie. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Dawn. Dawn, I hope you're feeling better. Hi, Kathy, Dana, Jill. Hi, Darlene, Mick, Cheryl, and Georgine, Christine. Yay. Nice to see you guys tonight. We are going to have some fun with the comments tonight. We are going to just have fun with all sorts of things going on. Before I forget to talk about it, I do have my free course. It's starting on Sunday. It's called Courageously You, and that's to help you get rid of some of your stress and have more joy. So Courageously You for less stress and more joy. It starts Sunday night at 7 p.m. for 5 days in a row, and it is going to be live on the Spiritual Growth and Support Facebook page. So if you go to my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, you will see the link pinned to the top of my feed that will take you to that group. All you have to do is be in the group, and you can watch the videos and learn from there. So we are going to talk about some strategies to help you be yourself, discover who you really are. We are going to talk about some things to help you shift out of stress, releasing it, diffusing it. We're going to talk about some ways to get back into joy, some perspective shifts as usual, because you know I love to talk about that. So we're going to do all sorts of things, as much information as I can get to you without overwhelming you. I'm trying not to overwhelm. So we'll see how that goes. But that starts on Sunday. All you have to do is join the group. Nice and easy. I'm not going to bug you. I'm not going to do anything. We're just going to have some fun. So let's see. I feel like there's something else I need to tell you. Visit my website, ColleenVanderzijden.com. PsychicMediumColleen.com is a quick link. So today we are talking about being in an energetic overload. Okay. You might be feeling now a little bit overwhelmed, lost, or even emotionally fragile. You could be experiencing odd physical symptoms or sensations that just don't make sense. You know, they just seem to come from nowhere. Or maybe you're having those feelings of impending doom. And it can feel like our energy is scattered and we're on high alert, like we're waiting for the next worst thing to happen. We are living, as you all know, in the strangest, most chaotic, turbulent time, unlike anything we've experienced in our lifetimes. So much has happened that is shocking and extraordinary. You know, our physical existence is literally threatened by a pandemic and possibly by political and societal turmoil. And what's happening is all of these energies are happening around us and they're affecting us. So we are ending up in energetic overload. There's so much happening out there. Many of you know we are an energetic body. We are not just the physical body. Everything that happens affects our energies. Things we do, things we think, things we feel, things that are happening outside of us, everything is affecting us. We've been living in a strange time for how many months now? Is it 10 months? And so much has been happening that even if our own lives are doing great, we are still picking up energies from things that are behind us, around us, happening in the atmosphere, so to speak. So we're still being affected by them. You may notice that sometimes you're a little bit emotional, that things bother you more than they used to. You may notice that you're having more problems and they seem to really be affecting you. And this is signs. These are all signs that we are in this energetic overload. It's a really, really strange time. And if you are sensitive or highly empathic, as so many of us are who follow Lily Dale or who follow me, we are very sensitive and we're very empathic. And this creates even more within our energy that we'll be on high alert. And we might be getting stuck because it feels like we're floundering in so much negativity. So today, what we're going to do is we are going to talk about some energetic exercises and techniques to shift and protect your energy, 12 of them to be precise. We're going to talk about them, and you may want to take notes. I won't get to them right away, so if you need to get a piece of paper or something, there may be some ideas in there that really grab you. I'm not going to talk about what we all know to do when we're stressed out, which is, you know, eat right, sleep well, get some exercise, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to talk about that stuff. I'm going to literally be talking about energetic things you can do to shift that energy, to release the overload, to get you back to yourself so you don't feel quite so frazzled, which seems to be what so many people are telling me. And it's really interesting. I've had lots of clients and friends contact me to talk about how they're feeling because they know I always talk about this stuff. So one of my friends, a really good friend, called me and proceeded to minimize everything that's going on. Pandemic was no big deal, and it was just a small flu, and we didn't need to isolate. And I'm not wanting to get into any discussions, any comments on any of this stuff, like whether it's a hoax or not. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just talking about what I'm hearing, okay? So she said all this stuff, and then she proceeded, of course, to dismiss the recent political events. Now, she's normally intelligent, rational. She's not one to go off on things. She's a very factual-oriented person. So this was abnormal behavior for her. What's happening is she's feeling out of control. She's, with everything that's happening, so what she's trying to do is rationalize what's happening and minimize things in an attempt to protect her energy. She's telling her this story. She's telling her own self this story that things aren't as bad as they seem to be, okay? She doesn't want to think about the potentials and what the facts are. She doesn't know she's doing this. It's really a subconscious coping mechanism. So if she minimizes what's happening, it's going to be okay. And we can all understand that because I'm sure we've done something similar for situations. And then I've had several other friends talk to me about how their head is spinning. They're trying to wrap their minds around so much. You know, we can get to that doom scrolling where we're looking at the news all the time, thinking that if we have more information, we're going to feel better and a little bit more in control. One of my friends spends a lot of her time at home just watching mindless TV shows. Another one goes out and walks as much as possible, trying to pretend life is normal. I've had to limit some of my exposures to social media and the news because, you know, I know it's too much for my energy. So we all have our own different coping mechanisms when our energy is getting overloaded with things. We may not consciously and probably consciously don't know what we're doing to try to fix ourselves. We're just doing whatever we can that we think might help us. So some things we might do are helpful, but some are ineffective. We might be ignoring, denying, avoiding, minimizing. Sometimes we catastrophize and we make things so much worse, thinking about possible worst case scenarios. We might blame other people. And then what happens sometimes is we get in this anger mode because we can't do anything about it because somebody else, you know, has done whatever. And so we might get in there. So sometimes we numb ourselves, you know, self-medicating or even shutting ourselves down. Like literally it's like our motivation goes away. We can't seem to get anything done. It's a coping mechanism. So when we've lost our motivation, that's what we're doing. It's kind of like we've lost our energy because the overload is so great we shut ourselves down. So all of these things happen when we're in energetic overload. So I'm not going to talk about, as I said, these things of, you know, eat right, get your sleep, you know, turn off social media. Yeah, I will tell you that. You all know that, but I'm going to tell you too. Just turn it off, except for my page, stay on that one. But we're going to do some energetic strategies to help you release, shift, and transform this overload. Okay, now, if you're just joining me, we are talking about energetic overload. I'm Colleen van der Zijden. This is Lilydale Radio. So we are live on my page, Colleen van der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, and we are live on Lilydale Assembly Incorporated's page. Feel free to leave messages and comments, and I will respond to them as I see them, and if I miss them by some chance, I will respond later, okay? I am going to check the messages right now. The media is like watching a train wreck. You can't look away. Susan, I know. There was one day I just was on there and on there and on there, and I thought, oh, I've got to stop. I just got to stop. And Nick is saying he's unfollowed some people. Yes, I've had to do that too. It's unfortunate, but when some of the things I've seen, I can't. Comedy, yes. King Cork is saying, I watch comedy to get out of negativity. And that is so, so helpful. And, you know, so much of what we do, like I said, we don't realize what we're doing. So, You already have some coping mechanism, things you do. So as I said, we're going to talk about energetic processes. So let's get into that now. So when you notice that your energies feel overwhelmed, your head is spinning, or you're overly emotional, or you feel the energy, you know the energy is weird, strange, gross, it's off, you just don't feel right. Okay, so you're going to be noticing this. The first thing, once you notice, is to get back into your body. We've got to get back in the body. And the key here is noticing and then taking some actions. We have to notice it. Sometimes it takes a few minutes or a day or even before we realize that we don't feel quite right and the energy's off. For those of us who are very sensitive to energies, we may not realize right away because we're probably in our own zone too sometimes. So you may be way off and you start thinking, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this, or thinking you've done something wrong, and that's not it at all. It's just you're picking up on other stuff. So as soon as you've noticed that you're off, we've got to get back in your body. Part of the overload is we get stuck in the emotions. You know, we're stuck worrying, we're stuck thinking, we're stuck, you know, checking the news all the time. So we're not thinking clearly. Our minds are like a jumble and we don't know what to do. So we're fixating on things. When you get back into your body, you're grounding yourself, okay? You're not floating away in emotions and fear and worry. So it's so simple when you think about it to make sure you ground, but we don't do it because, you know, we need to just figure this out. So I'm going to go over a few grounding options for people who may not have explored grounding before. The first one is so simple. That people actually do diminish its value. And one is just to pay attention to your body. Just pay attention to it. Notice how it feels. So if you catch yourself worrying about something, come back and notice your body. You're sitting, you're standing. What are you doing? How do you feel? How's your body feel? You just notice it. So simple, but it gets you right back here, right back in your body. We all know, so this is a normal one, we all know physical movement is important. Walking, exercising, even mindless activities like doing the dishes or cleaning the house. So doing something like this gets us back in. Being outside in nature is related to the physical body. Being out in nature, being in the sun, touching the earth, gardening, whatever it is, that helps, okay? Here's a different one. This is a different way to ground. What you do is you pay attention to the bottom of your feet, the soles of your feet. You pay attention to them. Sounds so strange, doesn't it? But what happens when you do that is you're directing your energy down to the lowest part of your body. And also, energy comes up into your body through the soles of your feet, as well as coming down through your crown chakra. Also comes up through the bottoms of your feet. Try it just for 3 seconds right now. Just see how it feels. Can you touch into the bottom of your feet? Just direct your energy there. It's interesting. When I do that, it's like I feel tingling at the bottom of my feet. So this gets you really grounded here. You don't have to have your feet on the floor. You don't have to have your feet on the ground outside. You're just doing that. It's sending your energy down. Easy one, different. Okay, now, breathing, of course. This is normal for people who are in the metaphysical or the spiritual fields. We know how important breathing is. Again, it's kind of like we know how important meditation is, but we don't do it, you know. Breathing, the same thing. So breathing is the fastest way to shift your energy and get you back in your body. When we're in overload, we're stressed out, and we're not fully present in our bodies because we're out there someplace. Okay, so we're not present, so our breath tends to be shallow. So if we take that minute and just kind of do a nice deep breath and get back in there, and you might notice how easy it is. Literally, it could be two or three breaths and you're back in your body. It's amazing. Leanne is saying, my feet hurt lately. That's interesting. You know what you might try, Leanne, is doing a little bit of reflexology down there, just rubbing different areas of your feet, because that'll help move the energy. You may have some stuck energy in your feet, so the energy is not leaving down in that area. You might try doing that, just rubbing in different areas, okay? And a final way to ground, and this is a fun way too, a little bit different as well. I learned this many years ago, and it's one of my go-tos for grounding, mostly because it's different. You know how our pipes are grounded into the earth, that they have this grounding cable or wire or something, you know, in case your house gets struck by lightning and the energy goes through your pipes into the earth. So your pipes are grounded. So what you do is you turn on the water. Don't put your hands in the water. Put your hands on the faucet, okay? You're putting your hands on the faucet. If you really want to put them in the water, you can, but I really like the faucet. You put them on the faucet, and with your intention, you want to release any energy that is stuck in your body, that's blocked, that is not moving clearly. You may very well feel, as I did and do when I do this one, you may very well feel this energy just shooting down your arm right into the faucet. It's like a magnetic kind of flow. It just goes right down, and then it's going right into the earth. It's immediate. It's really cool when it happens because you can feel it sometimes. So that's a different way to ground yourself and get back into your body. So we have five ways. Okay, just paying attention, physical movement and nature. Notice the bottoms of your feet, something different, breathing, so easy. And then grounding with a faucet, just something a little bit more fun than the normal thing. We like doing that. Julia's saying, as soon as I try to fall asleep, the shallow breathing begins. Drives me nuts. Isn't that interesting? You might try counting your breaths, you know, like doing breathing in on for four counts and breathing out on eight, you know, because then you have to get a really deep breath going in there. You might try doing something like that. Look at bonus things tonight for you guys. So the grounding, want to talk about that first because that gets us out of our thoughts and our emotions. Now we'll get to the actual energetic processes and techniques and things to do. So they are in no particular order. I wrote them down as they came to me, basically. And so play with them. We may do a little bit of them today, or you may try them later. One may really grab you and work really well for you, and another one you go, no, that doesn't do a thing for me. Whatever. You just do whatever you want with them. They're fun to do. So all of these energetic processes, whenever we work with energy, we have two things we have to be aware of. One is our intention. What is our intention? So each of these processes and exercises has an intention. I will tell it to you. And as you play with them, you may find that you have a different intention as you use them. That's fine. So you may do that too. So intention is important, and breath. Breath always goes, okay? Breath will strengthen the intention. Breath strengthens the energy, can help clear. So we're going to do these. So the first one we're going to talk about is called, I call it cleansing breaths, okay? This is literally the intention for releasing and cleansing our energy. So what we do is we do a deep inhale through our nose. We do a nice deep one. And then we do three forceful exhales through our mouth from the same breath. So you breathe in. And then it's, and then you breathe in again, and you do it again. You use this particularly when you're out of control. So something's happening around you, and you're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I can't think. I can't do anything. Okay, so you take that really deep breath, and then, and you do that with the nose, but I'm talking at the same time. And then you do, and it's forcefully pushing it out. And the reason we do three forceful ones is it gets the air up from the bottom of your lungs, the air that's kind of stuck down there. And it will make you breathe deeper. So you do this. It helps cleanse. It helps release. Simple. You can do it pretty much anywhere. Nice and easy. So cleansing breaths. These not going to take too long. Some of them are a little bit longer. Okay, the second one I call release and replace. Okay, so this one involves our emotions. I don't know how much you can see of me enough. Okay, I had to check. So what you're going to do is you start with your arms up, with your palms up, and then you're going to inhale, and on your exhale, your hands come down in the front of your body, pushing the energy down and out to the side. And then as your arms come back up again, you're going to inhale. And then on your exhale, you're pushing the energy down and out to the sides. Now this time, as you're inhaling, what you're doing is you're replacing your energy. You're bringing in new positive energy. And then as you come down, you're bringing that in as you're pushing anything you don't need back out. Okay, so inhaling on the up. And you're bringing in good, positive energy. As you come down, you're pushing anything that's in your way. You're releasing the energy, releasing excess energy, and replacing it with positive. This is one of the things I do a lot if I am way overwhelmed with something. Sometimes before we have Monday night circles here at Lilydale, under normal circumstances, if I've already had a full day, I can be a little bit tired. My energy's all over the place. I've already done a bunch of readings, and my energy is something. And I will be in the auditorium before we get ready doing this, bringing in new energies and releasing anything that's in my way, anything I need to get rid of. This is very effective. Our bodies are made up of energies. Whether you believe it, know it, understand it, doesn't make any difference. This still works. It's magical. So by doing this and having the intention that you're going to release excess energy, that you're going to bring in new energy, that's what's going to happen. It has to happen because that's your intention. You're working in energy. Okay? You don't have to be any shaman or any energy healing worker or anything like this. So as you do that, this is when the release and the replace. Okay, we're releasing and replacing as we come down as well, okay? Nice and easy as well. Then we have clearing. This one is a clearing energy. This one, I call this angel wings because it helps me remember how the motions go. So what you're doing is using both hands and you're doing this with small, slow circles. So down the center, out to the side. This is diffusing the energy a little bit at a time. Just a little bit at a time. When we're really out there, sometimes we need little bits, you know. Sometimes when I'm doing healing on somebody, whether it's a distant or in person, when I'm doing a healing on somebody, we have to kind of set the energy in a little bit gently, okay? So this is clearing gently. We're doing this. Small circles. So we're smoothing the energy and we're clearing. And you just kind of go down your body as you're doing this. And it's just smoothing and just clearing. It's not fast. It's not that it's going to create more. So we want to go slowly. I've taught, I don't even know how many healing classes where we've worked with energy. And people in those classes are amazed when they find out that they can do this. They can shift their own energy by their intention, by their breath, by these motions, these little motions, and what a profound effect it can have. So if you're feeling a little bit stressed out with things or a lot stressed out with things or your head is spinning, try some of these things out and just see what feels right to you. You know, somebody might not like this one, but somebody else might think it's the greatest one ever. So this is the angel wings, and it's for smoothing and clearing. Now, we all know the next one is a meditation one. There's two meditations in the list, different kinds. We all know meditation helps, but I don't know about you guys. When my energy is flying, too much going on in my life, I'm in overload, I find it hard to calm myself down enough to meditate. You know, I take that breath, and before you know it, my mind is off someplace else. I am someplace in crazy land. So it can be easier for me if I have a focus, a meditative focus. So what I'm going to suggest today is that you think about doing a color meditation. Color carries a vibration of energy. Every color has something. So this shifts our energy. And for example, y'all know that McDonald's, you know, they have the color orange in there. It's supposed to make you eat fast or something and then get out of there so they get more people. We know red has lots of energy. So each color has a vibrational energy within it. So we want to meditate for a color meditation. In the case of an energetic overload, we want to meditate on the color blue. Okay, blue is the color we want. Blue is a calming color. Peaceful color. It's a very nurturing color. It's related to trusting ourselves. It's related to inspiration, and it's related to the throat chakra in here of communication. Okay, when we are energetically overloaded, frequently our throat chakra is blocked or closed. We don't know how to express ourselves. We may be too shocked to be able to communicate. We may have experience so much that we just don't know what to say. We're speechless. If we feel out of control or we feel powerless, we can't make a change. What we can sometimes feel is that nothing I say or do will make a difference. So we will choose to shut down our chakra, our throat chakra, and our communication. We'll choose to shut it down. But when we meditate on the color blue, we are reconnecting with that calm, with that peace. We're reopening the energetic blocks and our throat chakra, which helps us process the situation. Rachel, that's me all the time. I go nonverbal. Yeah. Our throat chakra is interesting. I don't want to digress too far on this, but our throat chakra is interesting because sometimes we don't even know when we've shut it down. Other times we do it intentionally. Sometimes it's our beliefs that shut it down. It's a very important chakra to maintain our peace. And when we meditate on this blue, this helps us, because we're opening this back up, the throat chakra back up, it's helping us process our situation. Ashley, when I get stressed out or super stressed, it feels like someone has their hands on my throat. Right. Becky, oh, you're so sweet. I feel so spoiled when you come talk to us. Oh, you're so sweet. I like to share. Yeah, I mean, how many times do we feel like right here? Energetic overload, what's happening, right, is our energy, and usually it's in our heads, right? So we're going crazy up here. So now the energy needs to come down through our body, but it can't get through because this is blocked. It can't get through. So that's why you're boom, going crazy up here. So that's why we meditate on blue. Pick any blue. Whatever feels right to you. And even if you don't like blue and you want to pick a different color, go ahead. Just because I said it doesn't mean you have to do it. But blue is the color traditionally associated here. So you can meditate on the blue. If you need a tool, you could find something blue that you really love, a certain color blue. If you need something to look at and visualize, you know, like the microphone I'm using is a beautiful dark blue. I could look at that and meditate on that. I have a shirt with a really pretty blue. I might hold that and meditate on that. So if you need something like that, that's fine to do. What you want to do is when you meditate on the color, it's not just the visual. It's not just looking, you go, oh, it's so nice and pretty and blue. It's not just that. It's going into the energy of the blue. What does it feel like to you? Now, I've told you that blue traditionally represents calm and peace and communication and nurturing and all of that stuff. See what feels right to you. Maybe for you, it means opening, because, you know, we want to open that up. Maybe it means opening more. And maybe it means letting things flow more. Who knows what it'll mean to you? So you want to go into that energy and see what it means to you. You want to feel it. If you were in that color, if that color was all around you, how would you feel? You know, so you're using your imagination with this, but you're playing with the vibration of the color energy. Everything has a vibration. Everything is energy. Colors are amazing to work with. So you want to feel it all around you. You can use all your senses. Maybe some of you will hear the color blue. A friend of mine hears the color yellow. I don't know how, but she does. So you may hear something that's associated with blue to you. You might even taste something, right? You could taste something, all of your senses. You might feel something in your body. You might feel it relaxing. It might feel like bubbles. Somebody just had bubbles out there. I am convinced of that. You might feel, because I've never thought of that before, you might feel something like that. Who knows? You might feel vibration itself. You might feel tingling. You might feel like your body's on fire or it's really cold. All sorts of things can happen when you meditate on this. When you meditate on the blue, this is to help you release the blocks in here and reconnect to the calm. This is a fun one to do because it gives you a focus. You know, sometimes when we're breathing and we try to meditate with breathing, we can't do, we just can't. We can't calm ourselves down enough. This gets us into that. And as we're focusing on the blue, what you'll notice, and you will notice this, is that you do calm down. You'll notice your breath starts getting deeper and slower. You'll notice that you feel calmer and more peaceful. Very powerful, very powerful. So that's another one to do. Energetic process if you're feeling energetically overloaded. And I will pause for a moment to just tell you who I am again in case you're just joining in. Colleen Van Der Zijden here, hosting this show, Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. And I am live on Lilydale Assembly Incorporated's Facebook page and my own page, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. And definitely check out my page. And if you're interested in my free course, which starts on Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. Sunday for 5 nights. We are going to talk about being courageously you for less stress and more joy. Just join the spiritual growth and support group pinned to the top of my page. There, I've done everything I need to do. Let's move on. Way cool blue, yes. Next one is the fluffing of the aura. Now, people in the spiritual field, people here at Lilydale, we all talk about, oh, fluff your aura, you know, and in some ways it's kind of lost its power because we're like, oh, just fluff yourself and you'll feel better. But when we're in overload, our energy is scattered. We're over here. We're over here. So after we've cleared, released some of it, transformed some of it, we want to fluff our energy, fluff our aura to get our energy back. We want to rebuild that positive energy. And so what you do is starting at your feet, you just do circles like this as you come up your body. Okay, you just come up. Your intention is to bring energy in, you go back, you bring more energy in, you go back, you bring more energy in. And what this does is it does build your energy. It gives you more energy back. So if you've gone through a little bit of clearing, you feel like, okay, I've released enough, I need to get that good energy back in, this is a simple, easy way to do that, to just fluff the aura. I would like to come up with a better name of that because it has lost some of its power in the spiritual realms here. So we want to do that. We want to build it. You're bringing energy up from the earth. Also simple too. Okay, now another meditation. This one, when we're emotionally overloaded, we're stuck in the emotions, right? Where everything is going. Our thoughts are going in cycles. We repeat the same ideas over and over and over again. So to break free from this, we want to observe what we're noticing. Okay, interesting question, interesting thought. We want to observe what we notice without emotional attachment. So observation means we're just looking at it. You know, like I look at my microphone and I go, that's a microphone. I'm not going, oh, that's a microphone, and oh, it's the best microphone ever. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, it's a microphone. So we observe things. Okay, this is called insight meditation. It's a Buddhist meditation. And what this does is it increases your awareness of your physical body, your surroundings, your environment, how you're feeling, what you're thinking, whatever gets your attention. You can do whatever you want. So you might do something like this. I'm noticing my room is painted blue. I'm noticing my red curtains. I'm noticing my chair is uncomfortable, it's too hard, whatever it is. I'm observing a feeling of, or I'm observing a blank feeling. We want to say I'm observing it, so rather than I'm sad, we want to say I'm observing a sad feeling. I'm observing frustration, rather than saying I am frustrated, because I am frustrated brings you more frustration and says you are frustrated, but I am observing it, it's over here. So what we're doing is we're detaching from those emotions. When we're in overload, we are stuck in emotions, aren't we? We're going crazy in our heads. You know, everything's happening up there. So we want to get back. It's kind of a grounding way too, really, to this moment without that emotional attachment. We want to just check into that stuff. It breaks your habit, because it is a habit, of checking in and staying in those emotional reactions. We're shifting your energy back into your power. Moving out of being emotionally attached to the feelings of pain, hopelessness, powerless, helps us reclaim our power. So the intention of the insight meditation is to kind of break some of those attachments so that we can get back to ourselves, that we're not there. Now, we all know that sometimes when we're really stressed out or when something really dramatic or traumatic is happening, that our minds, we do attach to the emotions of things. But the key is, when you notice it, then you can take that conscious decision and move back and step back from it and decide, okay, I'm just going to notice. Doing the noticing, I'm aware of, I notice this feeling, whatever it is, get you back here, breaks the attachment, you're back in your power. You're actually managing your energy. And when you're managing your energy, you're not going to be overloaded and you'll be able to diffuse. Okay, there we go. Next, we're moving into some Donna Eden energy medicine. Have you guys done anything with Donna Eden? She teaches energy medicine. She's got this book. It's like the energy medicine Bible, basically. I took a class from her years ago, and it was just amazing. So much information there, but so much to remember. So I have three things that I do myself that are hers to work with the flow of energy, so that I can intentionally shift it. The first one is called Crown Pull. Okay, Crown Pull, Donna Eden. What you do is you put your thumbs here at your temples, and you put your fingertips here, so in the middle of your eyebrows, with your pinky finger right above like the middle of your eyebrows, and your thumbs are over here. And the Crown Pull is you pull like this. You know how sometimes when you're really stressed out, you do this? You're actually doing some form of the Crown Pull. So you do this, you put it here, and you pull to the side, okay? Next, you move your fingers up a little bit so they're in the middle of your forehead. Thumbs can still be here, and you pull again. Then you go up so your fingers are up higher, your pinkies are along your hairline, basically, and you pull again. Then you go up to the top of your head, and you pull again. And so you press down and you pull. And then lastly, you go to the back of your head where it curves on the back, and you pull there. What this does is it's releasing tension and creating calm. It's breaking the energy congestion that's happening in your head, kind of like when we were talking about meditating on the color blue for the throat chakra. That energy is up here, right? It's getting stuck here. So this is a way to start breaking it up, okay? If you keep breathing, it will keep moving, okay? So are you guys having fun learning some energy technique things? It's so much more fun to me than going, oh, well, you know, think this way, you know, and which is fun in itself. But the cool thing about energy techniques is you don't really have to change anything in your head to do it. All you have to do is have the intention that this is going to work and break whatever is going on in your body. Make the energy flow, release it, get new energy in, get rid of the blocks, whatever it is. There's so many different ways to do this. So it's really kind of magical because these simple things can make a huge difference, okay? So that was the Crown Pull. Next we have cheekbone pressure. This is simple. You put your hands here and you press really hard as you go up like this. And this releases tension again and clears the energy. So whoop. I'm not going to do it too much because I have makeup on my face, but you can do that. Then here's another one that she does that I really like. It's called the Sedating Triple Warmer, okay? So what you do, if I'm going to go on this side of my body, I use the other hand on the opposite side of my body, right? So we're here. We go to the end of our eyebrow. We go back around our ear, down the neck, down the arm, and out the ring finger. Now, I would have my arm out like this, but I'm trying to show you. Okay, what we're doing is we're going along a meridian here, okay, that brings in calm. Okay, it's called the Sedating Triple Warmer. I'm not sure who names these things, but that's what she calls it. So you start here at the end of your eyebrow. You go behind your ear and press down as you're doing it. Don't press so hard you hurt yourself. So you go around your ear, down your neck, down your shoulder, down your arm, out your ring finger, okay? I recommend doing it three times on each side, okay? This brings income. You're working with the flow of your meridian energies here. The energy flows in meridians in our bodies, and we are tracing this way because it calms. Okay, as I understand it, I think I am remembering correctly. If you go the other way, it actually gives you more energy. I think so. Different name, though. So that's called the sedating triple warmer. Those are all Donna Eden things. So we have the crown pull when we're pulling. Then we have the cheek pressure. And then we have the sedating triple warmer. Okay. Our bodies are, as I said, made up of energy. We have energy flows in all sorts of ways in our body. So we can consciously, intentionally work with those, these techniques. That's what we're doing. Okay, now I just have three left to go. I don't know what time it is and see if I'm doing well on my time. Not too badly. Okay, so now we're going to move into acupressure. Okay, these are not Donna Eden's things. She may very well use them for all I know. So here's another one to bring in calm. I seem to have gotten a lot of calm ones for you guys tonight. I guess that's what we need. Let's see, Becky, the sedating triple warmer, I did that one time slightly halfway and felt a difference the first half practice. It's amazing. I think working with energy is magical. I think it's magical. If we can really understand as best we can, we don't have to know how and why it works, but if we can understand that it works, that's important. We're so focused on the external. We're so focused on what's happening around us all the time that we kind of forget about our energies inside. Talking about energetic overload tonight, we're talking about how everything externally is affecting us internally, how it's coming inside us and affecting us. And so since it's affecting us that way, this is the way to have a solution to work with that energy. So acupressure, Sea of Tranquility, it's called. So at the center of your breastbone, it's like three thumbs width up from the bottom of that bone. What you do is you press here, okay? Headache is gone. Yes, calm is needed here. Yes, I would buy this session. I wish I could do many great tools. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I've got so many. So we press right here. What this is for is for if you're feeling nervous or irritable, frustrated, depressed, emotionally unbalanced. We want to bring in calm, so we press here, okay? Don't press too hard, okay? I don't want to hurt yourself. another thing you can do is put your hand, your fingers here at your third eye energy, okay? And that also helps with emotional imbalance and connects you to the spiritual. So both of these will help you. You do not have to do them both together if you don't want to. This may be enough for some of you. This may be enough for some of you. Put them together, could be a little bit more. This is bringing you tranquility. This is bringing you calmness, okay? Remember as you're doing this, so say tomorrow, you all of a sudden you feel really weird, and you say, oh, I got to do that one. I'm going to do that one right here. Just remember, calm. It's going to bring you calm. Breathe. Your intention is to feel calm, to bring calm in. That'll just kind of help it get going. Try it here with them. See if that helps as well, okay? This is touching a certain energy flow as well as you're doing it. Next one. This one is to return yourself to balance without having anxiety. So if you're experiencing anxiety, this is a good one. It works for the emotional imbalance as well. Fear. Okay, so there we got some of that going these days. Nervousness, anxiety, even forgetfulness. So on, make sure you can see me. On the side of your finger, right here. So what you're going to do is you're going to come down. Pinky side. There's a little bump right here. Okay, you're going to go right next to it. Okay, they actually call this one spirit gate. Okay, so you're right here. It's right in the crease next to that bony thing. All you do is press that just a little bit, and it gets you back in balance. I would go here and just press up and just think about balance, and then I would switch and go to the other side. Okay, so doing that slows it all down. Slows everything down and you get to balance. If you're feeling anxious, this is a place to go. Okay. Now, finally, our final one is to protect our energy. Okay. We've talked about releasing energy. We've talked about replenishing it. We've talked about getting back in our body. We've talked about ways to open this up with our color meditation, the insight meditation of noticing things around you to release some of that emotional attachment energy. So now to protect our energy. you've gotten yourself somewhat under control, and so you want to make sure. What you do is you put your left hand on your heart, your right hand on your third chakra, which is your personal power chakra, slightly, it's around your belly button, a little bit above there, if you don't know where your chakras are, because you haven't studied it, you know. So you're there. Your third chakra is your personal power chakra. This is the chakra where you are in the flow of who you are. This is the chakra that is all about you being you, okay? Obviously, the heart energy is the love energy, okay? This also connects as well with the spiritual energy because love goes with spirit. So we put your left hand on your heart, your right hand on your solar plexus, your chakra, third chakra energy there. And you breathe there. What you're doing is creating a circuit between the two. You're creating a circuit between the love and the personal power. And when you do that, if you really breathe into that and you feel that, actually try it right now if you're not. Because I think if you do this and you do three breaths, I think you're going to feel pretty cool and pretty amazing. This calms me down at the same time as I feel stronger, and I mean energetically stronger. Okay, this calms me and stronger. It's like I get this feeling of confidence. I get this feeling that I can handle anything. I get this feeling that even with all the crap happening in the world right now, that it's okay. I've got myself under control. My energy is solid. This may work without all of those other things I did tonight. This may be the one that just gets you right away, where you think, you know what, that's perfect for me. This gets you right back in your positive energies and making you secure in your power. One of my favorites to do, this was one I actually created, if you will, myself. Not that I didn't do some of the other ones too, but this is one that was on the newer side for me because I found myself just naturally doing it, going, okay. And especially now, right now, because I'm getting ready to teach this next class, you know, my free class on releasing stress, and having less stress and more joy while being you, because you know my theory is always be who you are. If you're happier, that's because you're probably being yourself. So if you use your inner guidance as helping you with your direction, you'll have more joy. So I always am talking about that. And as I've been preparing for this workshop next week, this free one, I've really been thinking about the energetic connections to things as well. And there are so many different ways. And I probably could have gone on for maybe 3 hours. Maybe I should make it into a workshop, like a real workshop for you. This is mini workshops. Have you noticed all my shows have become mini workshops? They are all like mini workshops now. It's kind of fun. Yes, Jill was saying, feels wonderful, like a comforting self hug. It is. This is probably going to be one of my favorites. The others are great too. But there you have it. So it is fun to do all of these things. And I cannot stress enough how quickly these can help you. Okay? It's kind of like we're rewiring our energy. That's what we're doing. We're rewiring it. And we're intentionally breaking our patterns, which is what I'll be talking about next week a little bit. We're intentionally breaking our patterns. We're not allowing ourselves to stay stuck in those different places, okay? I don't want to get into my free class here too, but I'm going to be talking some about that. I'll do a little bit of energy next week in this class. I'm going to talk a little bit about who you are, what joy means to you. I'm going to talk a little bit about, we'll do some exercises. We're going to do a little energetic thing, similar to what we did on here a few months ago, but with a slightly different twist. We're going to talk about who you really are and the special qualities you have and how you can use them to get back to your joy. We're going to talk about how to break our habits of stress and getting into them. I've got this really cool idea I'm playing in my head that I might have to get in there, a little magical thing. So we may try some of that too, Sunday to Thursday class. Now, because of that, I do not know if I'm going to be live on Tuesday night because the free class is for, and I mean for the radio show. The free class is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this show is at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Not sure if I'll be doing it or not. I will let you know. I may be two in the other place, and it depends on how Tuesdays go. You know how I talk. I could go longer. But anyway, so I'll let you know about Tuesdays. Yes. Let's see. Yes. I know I am really teaching a lot, aren't I? I wonder if I'm going to run out of things to teach you guys. Now, I have to tell you, I am up to now 150, 200, and 260 shows I have done between the two stations, so to speak, of teaching. So I think that's pretty good, 260, and I haven't run out of things to talk about. I may have recycled some of them a bit with different angles and stuff, but that's pretty cool. So we'll see. It's amazing. Spirit always guides me. And for those of you, I talked last week that I thought I would do family estrangement. I was working on it, and it wasn't flowing. It just wasn't flowing. And then I went to bed one night and I said, hey, you guys got to help me. I don't know what to talk about. And they told me at that very moment, they said I had to talk about energetic overload. And so here we are. Dana, I do that last one all the time without realizing it's energetic process. Isn't it amazing? We do sometimes figure these things out. We just do them naturally because we are the energetic body. That's what we are. Okay, so I don't need to keep talking. I think I've covered it all. So anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for watching. I hope that you try some of these energetic processes. Let me know how they go. Let me know what you think. Let me know your favorites and all of that. I probably should write it up for you so you have them. We'll see. My assistant and I are a little behind trying to get everything else going. But we'll see. Maybe we will. So I want to know if these works and how things work for you. And hopefully it is helpful, because obviously if it's not helpful, what's the point in doing it? And remind you, of course, if you want to watch and participate in my free class next week, just sign up for the Spiritual Growth and Support Group. Pinned to the top of my page, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium Intuitive Life Coach, and go right there, sign up. I'll let you right in, no problem. Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much for watching. And LilydaleAssembly.org, Lilydale Assembly, I can't even talk, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. And there we have it all. You guys have a wonderful week. And yes, you'll be able to see, Becky, you'll be able to see this video. It'll be on my page, and you should be able to find the videos tab, and you can see all of the shows that I've done for Lilydale, right? So you should be able to replay it if you want to take notes. Good luck with life this weekend. Stay in your power. And Sunday night, I'll see some of you there. I'm sure I will. You guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you Sunday and Monday and maybe Tuesday night twice. We'll see. Bye. Okay.